Robert was an artist, a true artist of life, an artist of love, an artist of family, and his fellow man and his Jewish community. Robert was an artist of Judaism, an artist of deep reverence and devotion to Hashem. An artist is one who brings out expressions of the subtle and beautiful elements of life and emotions, with color and texture, energy, feeling, and awareness. Robert did this in all aspects of his life, and he painted a beautiful life on a beautiful canvas. His expressions in life and in his paintings with the defined flowing colors is how he expressed joy and love and peace and hope. He took thrill and delight in all aspects of his life, whether it was enjoying being deep in prayer, meditation and devotion, reading and studying Torah, being with his family, or sharing and engaging in a Shabbat meal with each of the warm homes throughout the Jewish community. Going out for an evening of dancing, watching YouTube videos ranging in content from Rabbi Sacks' inspirational articulation of the lessons and meanings of Torah, to extreme deep powder snow skiers with immense skill and grace navigating a severe and impossible fall line, to lovingly and succinctly contributing to the solid, pure, elevated, and devotional bond shared between his late brother Mark, Robert, and myself, whereas we delighted in being together and carrying forward the honor of the Schoenfeld brothers in the tradition of Max, Theodore, and Herman, and Alvin and Walter, or exploring the San Juan Islands, or walking barefoot through the tall maples and fir trees at Seward Park, or taking a dip in the cool, refreshing waters of Lake Washington, or traversing across the snowpack on Mount Rainier, or spending time in Israel. Or lovingly fulfilling one of the most important duties within the beautiful Jewish community, that being the paramount point person, affectionately known as the Candy Man, handing out the precious lollipops to the sweet children or the coffee nibs to his fellow brethren joining him in prayer. He had vision. He had compassion. He was always positive. His maturity and wisdom and inspiration always shined through. He saw the good in everything, and he would take action and fervently pray for the best outcome and future for all. We love you, Robert Max Schoenfeld. You are a beautiful artist. You are a beautiful man. We are going to see you.
Close friend of mine. We met over 40 years ago, thanks to my mother-in-law Nancy, a blessed memory. She had purchased a beautiful painting from Rob as a gift for our new home. She wanted us to meet the artist, a young man with a wonderful personality. After meeting Rob, we invited him for Shabbat at quickly became a cherished part of our family. He immediately showed a genuine interest in Torah and was committed to learning and growing. He added so much to our Shabbat meals, always coming with a Dvar Torah to share. We enjoyed his thoughtful discussion and shared many fun times and laughs together. He radiated positivity, and it was truly a pleasure to meet with. My parents, Jack and Lily Apple, have a pleasant memory. They and Rob were so fond of each other and shared a special bond. He showed a genuine interest in children, always asking about their lives. We built a strong friendship over the years. We enjoyed spending time together on Shabbat and holiday meals, family occasions, and synagogue. Rob was a special band of our community. Leadership as past president of the Park Victor Hall exemplified his commitment to serving others and fostering connection. He was so welcoming to our new guests at the synagogue, immediately greeting them with a warm smile. As a beloved candy man at SVH, Rob Joe joined to both kids and adults with great senior dad. He was loved by so many. Rob was a remarkable person who found beauty in every quarter of nature. Rob had a unique gift. Whatever he looked at, he saw the presence of Hashem, and he shared that vision with all of us. His spirituality was not just a part of him. It was the essence of who he is. Rob had a way of blessing everyone he encountered with a lasting impression of warmth and kindness. He taught us to appreciate the world around us, to always have faith in Hashem, to be grateful, and to recognize the sacred in everything. Even though through illness, Rob kept a positive outlook. He looked like he truly wanted to bring peace and love into the world, and he embodied that in his daily life. I missed Rob's phone call on June 20th. He left me a voicemail after he had just returned from a chemo treatment. Even after a long, hard day, he wishes Rebecca and me, the entire family and the entire world, with happiness and spiritual connection to the divine, to Israel. Peace in the Middle East, in America, and peace all over our hearts. As we remember, God let us carry forward his love for nature, his spirit, and his positivity. May we honor his memory, embracing the beautiful and lives and sharing blessings with one another just as he did. I truly miss my good friend. May it be in memory. His memory be a blessing.
Amen.
During many walks through the I learned learn from him the mystical way of appreciating the depth of the beauty of nature. It was not just enjoyment. It was not just an ability to see Hashem's divine hand in nature. Rob's mystical way was based on his personal feeling of gratitude toward God for his wondrous creations. Like Abraham, Rob took responsibility for the world. Such a level requires spiritual labor. Indeed, I later discovered that Rob's approach coincides exactly with the teachings of Rob Avigdor Miller, who cites on this topic Maimonides and Chovot HaLevavot as sources. When Rav Alav HaShalom became ill, his deep faith, his emunah, and his trust, bitachon, in Hashem, became evident to all. We all admired his resilience and his capacity to remain positive and optimistic under any circumstance, exactly as taught by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. During his illness, Rob demonstrated that he had reached a high level of what is called shlemut, meaning perfection in his love of Hashem. Rob, we will never forget you. The paintings you left in our homes continue to speak for you, like you, softly and silently. But we will greatly miss your radiant smile.
I sent this text to Steve. Such a kind, gentle, loving man, full of joy and optimism and love always. So proud to be born on Grandpa Max's birthday. Wonderful friend, brother, son, cousin, uncle, artist, humanitarian, author, dancer, devoted Jew. He will be missed. His joy shines. Look at this glorious day. Nothing would have made him happier than this sunshine, the lake, and that rain here. It's true, you hear everyone say the same things about Rob, the pureness of his soul, his joy, his love of nature, his desire for peace in the world. And he was born on March 20th, which was our Grandpa Max Schoenfeld's birthday. Grandpa Max, who lived to be 108. And yet, for me personally and my brothers, Rob completes our circle of life because my other grandpa, David Lehar, rests here. And this is where Rob will find his final resting place. And so the Sephardic community is so important to us, and yet here, the Sephardic community Rob chose in Florida, and that community welcomed him and shared life with him. Two of the great joys in Rob's life, which I want to share. Well, the greatest joy in his life was the Schoenfeld brothers. It was you, Steve, and Mark. And Mark and Rob, Steve, one of the greatest joys in his life was when you came to live with him. And these last years, the two of you have shared, have been magical for Rob and have filled him with so much joy and companionship. And I know this is just going to be an enormous loss for you, and yet what a treasure you have that you two got to share in a way that so few get to. And his other great joy was when Mark would come to town. Mark was very, very, very committed to visiting twice a year. And when he came, he had such intention. And Rob always had such intention. And so I am privileged because they made the effort. Rob is the one who always made effort. And he and Mark spent Pesach with us for the last decades. And so my children have had the privilege of growing up knowing Rob well, and they all have pieces of his art in their homes. And this community, he is sprinkled all over the community. The way he spoke about him as an artist is so beautiful. So we will never forget him and his messages of joy and love and peace and optimism are all around us and all around Seattle and always will be. So, why I call him Roberto. When Rob was 18, our family was living in London, and my dad was building a factory in Scotland, and he hired Rob to own work for him. And so Rob and their sister Carol came over to London and spent a month with us, but Rob spent the whole summer. And that particular summer, my parents invited Rob on a vacation to Italy with us. And that's when he became Roberto. And we had dinner one night, quite a dinner. And you all think of Rob as very spelt, very thin, and very careful about what he ate. Not in Venice, I can tell you. And he never had a meal in his life like that dinner at the Gritti Palace in Venice, Italy. And he talked about it his entire life. That summer of working for my father in Scotland and being with us in Italy was a joy that carried him all through life. He never forgot it. It was a treasure. And Rob danced and sang through life. His only regret was that he never found his Besharet, one, but not finding her gave him the freedom to really invest and be the Candyman and be there for all the children and all the families and all of us and all of the community. So my dear cousin Rob, I love you so. I thank you for all the gifts of your friendship, your love, your constant optimism. That was his other greatest joy, was that he was born on Grandpa's birthday. And Grandpa Max, if he knew him, was similarly nothing but optimism. And he lived to be 108. That was Rob's wish. He didn't quite make it, but he loved and cherished every single day with the values and the love and the optimism of my grandpa Max. And so may you rest in peace, Robert Max Schoenfeld. We will miss you, we will love you. To your point, we will never ever forget him. And your joy and sunshine will be with us every day of our lives. I love you, dear cousin, and I will miss you as we all will.
Do my best because
such a wonderful, beautiful expression of what love was. Being expressed this morning before. So I try my best to do it, to add what I know. So I want this father to come in and even make it a very unique personality. As a drop of water in the sea, this is from Ben Sira, as a grain of sand on the shore, a man's few days is eternity. The good things in life last for limited days, but the Shem Tov, a good name, endures forever. And carries with it a prayer of God, our Father, you redeemed our soul from the grave. You are the rock of our salvation. Forsake us not in time of trouble and in days of distress and desolation. Help us to endure, O God, for we have placed our hope in you. The Talmud tells us of a saintly rabbi who constantly pondered over the great mysteries of life and the secrets of life beyond the grave. And being in direct communion with the spirit of the prophet Elijah, he said, once asked him, while walking on a crowded thoroughfare, where among the great multitude of people, there was one who might share the bliss of Olam Haba, of the world to come, of paradise with him. So Elijah pointed to two men who were entertaining the people with their playfulness. So what, these simple men are to be my companion in Olam Haba, in the world to come? And the rabbi got the answer. What merits, he said, can they claim? So Elijah's answer was, they do good by comforting, by cheering and brightening up the heart of men. That is in the Talmud in Tanit. My friend, that's the story that comes to mind today when we are bringing our beloved friend, Robert Max Schoenfeld, to his final and eternal rest. A man will sit in the eternal world among the very righteous of the world because he tried with all his heart to make this world into a better place. And he loved Jewish religion with all his heart, and he loved the Torah that he learned so much and put so much effort in it. And I know that he loved Shabbat because he was there all the time, in the synagogue, with people. Shabbat was a very special day for him. He was always one of the to be found in long inward prayer during services and a blessing before a meal. And this is even mentioned to me, that he was, as a fine artist, so eloquently expressive for us what it was, the beauty, the joy, and the delight that he brought with expression, not only of his art, but of him as an artist, of what he was and what represented. Crow was born in Seattle, March 20, as he was mentioned, the same day like his grandfather. But he was born in 1952, Alvin and Ruth Schoenfeld. He was educated in Seattle and graduated from the prestigious Fine Arts University in Kansas City. Being born on March 20, you know, he dedicated to learn from the best example in his life. Robert beautifully emulated his grandfather, Max, and he made sure that he had a life of care
himself before his fellow man and the community in which he so magnificently imbued into all the following generation of the Schoenfeld family. That was Max. He was one of the sweetest men in the world. He was sweetness personified. That's wrong. In our synagogue every Shabbat, would take upon himself the beautiful gesture of giving a, as you mentioned, we mentioned already, the sweet in everyone in the synagogue, children and adults. He wanted to give a little bit of the sweetness that what he was to everybody else. He was always an upbeat man that I remember, positive human being, trying to bring peace and harmony to this world of ours. Robert was a visionary in establishing peace initiative as the founder of Global Moment of Love and helping the young through. Even I always ask him the question, what is it all about? It was very difficult, but it was the feeling of his heart that he wanted to express to the world and to every human being. That is what our rabbis constantly tell us. You should love your neighbor as yourself. Whatever is beautiful in your life, try to bring it in other people. I was there at Sephardi Bikur Cholim for many years, and saw his development to that special relationship that was formed with the Eli and Rebecca Almos family, kindness and outreach with all their friends. It all made him feel at home and a member of the family and the synagogue. Rob was a compassionate man, just so good. And every happy person loved life and always thanked God for his kindness. He never said anything but about anyone. He always looked at the bright side of things. In his own way, he had a great sense of humor and wit, and he was a hard worker all his life. But like a great artist that he was, he did it with class, dignity, and peaceful mien. He was loved by everyone in our synagogue, in the community. Whoever came in contact with him. You have a piece of art from Roth, cherish it. Learn from the colors, learn from the form, and learn from the fact that he presented a gift to our world. Because in his art, his life, he loved and respected every person, and he was a great friend to me. There was once a famous artist in Greek sculpture named Phidias, if you ever heard, who was commissioned to make a statue to be set against the wall in one of the rooms of the temple in Athens. And Phidias used only the best and most expensive tool for the task. And he gave care and devotion to every inch of the statue. Now a friend asked him, I can understand why you work so hard on the front side of the statue, for that will be seen by everyone who enters the room. But it's going to be against the wall, the back of it, the wall. Why must you work so hard on the back? It will be up against the wall and no one will see it anyway. And the artist answers, was, he said, being a Greek, the gods see everywhere. It was a wise answer, for it expresses the truth that the real artist does not create in order to impress, but to express himself. And if this aim were only to impress others, then it would have been enough for Phidias to work on the visible part of the statue. But if a goal was to express his innermost self, then the work of art had to be right, both inside and out. Now, I don't know if Phidias knew the Torah or not. I doubt it, for the Bible had not yet penetrated into Greece in this time. But I think that if he had read the Torah, the Bible, he would have understood and responded to at least one truth in the Torah. And that is that the Torah does not come to teach us the art of sculpture or the art of painting. It is interested in the art of living. And Rome was that, exactly. But there is one line in the Torah that is directly parallel to the story of Phidias. In the reading of the Torah, we find the building of the Holy Ark the way it is described. Moses is told that the ark will be made of cedar wood and then covered with pure gold, both inside and out. Outside, where the people can see it, and inside, where no one but God will know. Both must be made of the same pure material of gold, and both must be treated with the same care and devotion. And on this verse, the sages of the Midrash made a simple comment. They said, from this we learn that whoever wishes to be considered a disciple of the wise had to be the same kind of person inside and out. He cannot be impressive and ostentatious in his piety when people are looking at a scoundrel when no one else will know. There is a word in the English language that has its origin in the same concept. And it is the word, I hope you know, if you don't, you learn it now, is sincere. What was that exactly? It comes from the two Latin words, sincera, which means without wax. An artist were commissioned to produce a work of culture. Those who were honest would use pure marble. Those who were fraudulent would use good material in front where people could see, and they would use inferior material in the back and then patch up the holes with wax. For this reason, when a work was completed, the artist would attest to the quality of his work by signing that it has been done sincerely, that is, without wax. This is the true definition of a believing Jew. This is what we call a mensch. In our Sephardic Poholim, we call it a Ben Adam Li. In the Torah, you have the formula of a real Jew. A Jew makes the difference. And this is a person who lives a life giving, sharing, honoring, and glorifying the name of God. And that is Kiddush Hashem. And whenever I look forward to see Rob, whether it's in the synagogue, anywhere that I saw him, I saw Kiddush Hashem, glorification of God's name, because he represented the beauty of what the Jews incorporated in his life. He brought the heart of Judaism in his personality. Every morning we say, Neshama Senatata Bite Ora, the soul which you have given me is pure. This is the main thing, the main point in life. We so many of us miss in life, and Rob never forgot that the soul which was inside of him was pure. And I believe that Rob was one of God's very special children who most definitely made this world into a better place. And I believe Rob showed all of his dear ones, his relative and friend, how to be a better human being in this world. we say farewell to our dear Rob, we know that he built this ark, pure gold, and we all know that it was pure outside as well as inside. But when we come before our judge at the end of our lives and show him the work of art which we have produced, which is our life, may each of us be able to say that whatever we have made of ourselves was done sincerely, like Rob did. I wrote something I would like to say a few words in a different way, like I like to be the artist. My dear family and friend, don't grieve for me, for now I am free. I'm following the path that God has laid, you see. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and left it all. I could not stay another day to love, to work on my art, to play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I found that peace at the close of day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, my art. Oh yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened with time of sorrow. I wish you the sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full. I savored much. Good prayers, good friends, good times, the laugh of my heart. Perhaps my time seem all too brief. Don't lengthen now with undue grief. Lift up your heart and peace to thee. God wanted me now, so he set me free. Because life is but a stopping place, a pause in what is to be, a resting place along the road to sweet eternity. We all have different journeys, different paths along the way. We all were meant to learn some things, but never, never meant to stay. Our destination is a place far greater than we know. For some the journey is quicker, for some the journey is slow. And when the journey finally ends, and we have served God and others, we will claim a great reward and find an everlasting peace under the Shekhinah in God's wing. His name is my thoughts we have before I have like to have just a couple of minutes with my life.
Thank you, Rabbi, and thank you for that rousing eulogy for our beloved friends. I feel honored to be here today to pay a small tribute to a double president, to a friend, to a confidant, to a man who we all saw in the same eyes, which speaks to his truth and speaks to his character. Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. That's all, but that's the essence of a person to say, I fulfilled that statement. Serve Hashem with joy. We say on the holidays, V'hayita ach sameach, just be joyous the whole time. Right? That's one of the hardest mitzvot, to be joyous for a whole holiday. Where for Rav, he was joyous his entire life, meaning not moments of melancholy, not moments of depression or sadness, but pure joy. And we've all talked about his artistic nature, and I think of Bezalel, the craftsman and the artist of the Mishkan, which we translate as being in the shadow of God, which was, there was darkness to Rab, where he could bring the divine into all of us. Meaning, and think of this, which is often when we think of Judaism, especially we think of SBH, we think there's one way to be a Jew. Here is our those who came before us, they were paradigms, and they showed us how to be Jews. But Rob showed us a different way. I always remember the time we were doing scholars in residence, and we were having learning Shabbat. So one day he said, I'd like to, because you never get volunteers, he goes, I'd like to lead a session on one of the learning Shabbats. And I said, what do you want to do a learning Shabbat on? He goes, I want to do a meditation with the synagogue. And I remember that those who were privileged to be there in the synagogue after the 2.5 hour service, and he led a meditation for us. And I said to Robert afterwards, I said, you know, that was different than anything else that people are used to when they think of prayer and connecting to Hashem. He goes, that's exactly why I did it. To show everyone the different ways that we can connect to each other and to God. And that, I think, is the gift that Rob leaves with each of us, which is, don't be like this when we think of how to connect to each other and how to connect to the Almighty. What Rob showed us is we can connect in a myriad of ways. And in a time where we struggle to connect to God, and we think, we'll go to synagogue, we'll say the Psalms, we'll say the Tefillah, and we hope that we can connect. Rob is showing us a different path, which is connect to God in nature, connect in art, connect in all the different ways that you can think of, connect in joy, connect in a smile, and remember that is the true essence of what we're trying to do, which is how to connect to the divine in a truly meaningful and deep way. And if we can do that, we keep what Rob brought to us into it. And just again, I want to thank Rabbi Ben Zakeh and the family just to share those few words, because I didn't know. I saw Robert in March when I was last here. And we spoke and we talked about tefillah and prayer and how to connect to each other. We were sharing text messages as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was optimistic and confident that he would get through. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity, Robert, to say goodbye and to thank you for teaching me so much. Thank you. Thank you.